Hi, this is Jo from the Secret Recordings Network. Before you listen to the new episode of Fat Chat, let me tell you that on the podcast I secretly recorded my boyfriend, he's often caught looking at Fat Chat posts over my shoulder.
Who's that?
Fat Chat podders.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
God, how big are her baps? Holy fuck.
Would you show you her account?
Why have you got butt naked pictures of her like that?
That's her account. She's a plus size underwear model.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why she's all in that lingerie.
Search I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast that touches itself when it thinks about you. And this week we're going to be talking about masturbation. Or if you don't like that word, we have come up with a long list of euphemisms. Paddling the pink canoe.
Finger painting.
Visiting the safety deposit box.
Dialing the rotary phone.
Auditioning the finger puppets.
Getting lost in the deep end.
Jilling off. I think it's like a play on jacking off.
Jacking off. DIY time.
Fanning the fur.
Girls' night in.
Ringing the devil's doorbell. My fave.
Mate, I go around that house every day and ring it. Checking the undercarriage.
God, that doesn't sound great. Playing the downstairs DJ.
Buttering your muffin.
Visiting the bat cave.
God, if bats are coming out of it, guys, this podcast is for you.
It's been a while.
But yeah, we obviously want to hear yours. Like, give us a run for our money. Tell us yours. Tell us on all of the social medias. What do you call masturbation?
I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls, and I've already managed to wear out like 2 magic wands. So
more on that later. I'm George from Fuller Figure Fuller Bust, and I'm going to have to invest in a cupboard for my sex toys because that drawer ain't big enough. We're going to need a bigger drawer.
And Rivki isn't with us this week, but she will be with us for fashion later. A huge, big self-love to our incredible patrons. Your support for the pod, oh, you guys, we say it every week, but we are still just overawed by all of you. And if you'd like to join our magical squishterhood and haven't done it yet, to support the pod and get loads of fab extra content, head to the link for our Patreon in the episode notes or find us on Patreon by searching Fat Chat. Don't forget to follow us on social media. We are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you are going to be wanting to watch those social medias this week because it's going to be all the lols.
Oh dear, it's going to get moist up in there. So, no offense, Hayley, but I think it is safe to say we are both avid masturbators and
repetitive,
didn't want to say wankers.
Repetitive strain injuries at the ready. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, 2-fingered salute. But, you know, it's obviously not something that ladies are encouraged to talk about much. Not that we are poster girls for ladies, you know, but it's a bit more taboo, isn't it, when it comes to women talking about this kind of thing.
Totally. I mean, it's not something we have that many cultural references for, like female masturbation. There are really like a handful of mainstream references outside of like, yeah, if you'll excuse the pun, as opposed to the hundreds of men jacking off. It's hard to get through a teen movie without a boy, you know, rubbing one out. But it's really weird with girls. Actually, when we were prepping for this, I was saying that, like, there was this film in the 90s, Slackers. Might have been the early 2000s. Laura Prepon was on it. Prepon, wasn't it? Do you know who I'm talking about? She's so
fit. The one from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, she's so fit.
Yeah.
And there is this incredible scene where she has one of the more realistic wanks that I've seen on television on celluloid. I am going to share it on the social media. Sorry, Laura, if you're trying to live that part of your career down.
Never live it down.
There just aren't that many. So I think like talking about it is an important thing to do because it doesn't come up that naturally.
Mm-hmm. Unlike with the guys.
So there is no real normal. I think the more you look into this, the more you realize that. So we're just going to talk about what's normal for us. George, what's normal for you? Uh-oh. I mean, does it involve an octopus, a winch? I mean, I don't know.
things are suspended from the ceilings. I need the blood of three separate animals and the cover of darkness. I just think it's one of those things that, like, you learn as you go over the years. You learn what works, what doesn't. And sometimes when you want to be quick, you can't be quick. And sometimes when you want to, like, draw it out, there it is, been and gone. Like, on average, takes me about 15 minutes. And I usually do need to watch porn. Maybe my imagination's not there. But, yeah, I really like to have a bit of porn on the go in the background. That's me there with my toys. Make sure, and we'll come on to this, but I make sure that those toys are good and charged and ready to go. I've got like two laid out just in case.
So it's always a toy, yeah?
Always a toy. Can't seem to do it. Like, if I really had to, or if I was really in the mood, maybe I could rub one out manually. But I mean, why? I've got that many toys. Why bother?
I think, like, in comparison to you, I'm pretty quick. If I'm in the mood, like 5 minutes can get it done and dusted.
Nice.
Like, yeah, I think I'm a very orgasmic person. I think we're gonna do an episode.
Always on the brink.
Yeah, seriously, I'm easy. It really annoys me that in movies particularly, or when it's discussed in movies, really, female masturbation is always seen as such a seduction. Have you watched Stranger Things? There's like a scene in Stranger Things where like the mum is obviously having some alone time. She's lit all the candles, she's run herself a bubble bath.
Oh, God,
yeah, man. Like, she's
I'm not
reading.
Wasting finger strength on a lighter to light a candle.
Like, she's like reading some saucy book with some hot man with his like shirt ripped open on the cover. And I'm like,
Harry Potter.
I think this comes from men. Men are writing these storylines where women have to seduce themselves. Like, no, you need to seduce us. We know what we're doing. So we don't need no fucking bubble bath. No shade if that's how you do it. A lot of the time it's more perfunctory than that. Like, it's just something you've got to do.
They do kind of, you know, sauce it up. Like we say, there's so many examples of men having a wank, and it is seen as that gratuitous getting one out, doing something. It is this thing about romanticizing the female body when it's still an animal thing that we're doing. We're just like, it's just a reaction to something. Either you need it for whatever reason, you want to feel good, or you are reacting to something that's turned you on. But I think showing women as this horny animal is a bit
it's not
too
comfortable.
Much for some people.
Yeah,
but yeah, we fucking are horny animals.
Yeah, you need that release. For me, I think the normal, like I said, it's like 5 minutes. I mean, it can go on longer if I'm really when I'm enjoying myself. But like, if I just need that release, usually these days I do need a toy. I think I've lost the manual skill that I really had in my younger years. So I tend to travel with one. Yeah, I never use toys or anything else when I was younger. We'll come on to that. And I think, like, for me. For me, I feel like a lot of women are like, oh, women are so loud in porn when they come. Like, that's so unrealistic. For me, being loud actually helps with the release. So I don't find that particularly unrealistic. And it's not so great when you've got housemates. I don't give a fuck about neighbors. But like, if somebody shares a space with you, you know, keep it down. If you can. If you can. Put that pillow over your face. So what turns you on? Like,
what do you never ask.
Tell me.
What kind of porn?
Well, what kind of anything? Thoughts as well, I guess. I mean, sitting on the backseat of a bus has done it for me on occasion.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes if I'm watching a movie and they get hot and heavy, I'm like, yeah, okay, I might.
You feel it stirring.
Yeah, if I'm alone and the opportunity is able to be taken, then maybe I will. But if I go to watch porn, I'm not like that bothered on how they look or whatever. I more just need to see penetration.
What, like V and D?
It can be...
not V and D, D and V.
V and D, D and V, V and A, A and V D. No, I don't really like seeing like straight people doing the anal, because I always feel like the woman is maybe not enjoying it, unless it is like one of those more like ethical porn companies where you feel like actually all of the actors are on board. I do really like watching gay porn, guy on guy. Not the biggest fan of girl on girl, unless it's done really well, because sometimes I feel that they are making the porn for men, so they're making unrealistic noises. They're there with their massively long nails looking like they're about to give the other girl a cervical smear. It has to be a form of escapism. I have to believe that everyone's enjoying themselves. So if I'm on a site, it has to be more romantic. Even though I quite like more animalistic sex, my worry is that the woman is not having a good time. I need to know everyone's having a good time and enjoying being penetrated, and then I'm
not this like dead-eyed stare of like the old
no
the porn
and just
back
the
in
screaming,
the day like
The whining, the slapping the fanny, and where the woman, it puts me off when she's wailing away like a banshee. No. Moaning Myrtle. No banshees for you. Squirtle. No.
Oh, you found my username. Yeah, like for me, I think I like to see bodies like mine in porn quite a bit, or just that are a bit more squishy, that are like a little bit more relatable to me. There are certain bodies that are just so look nothing like mine in women that I don't find them relatable at all. So I'm like, this doesn't look like sex that I would have, so I can't get lost in it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I like things that look quite real but have good production value. So we'll talk later about our Who to Follow, but Four Chambered Heart makes great ethical porn. And mm-hmm. actually, because I know you signed up recently, and their mm-hmm. recent, their most recent stuff is like got a religious angle. Have you seen it?
I've seen a lot of it on Twitter, actually, because I follow her on Twitter. And yeah,
so there were like there were two. There was one that was like two women, but the other one was just like a man and a woman. I think they're like backstage. They're in a church, I think. But it's very like normal sex. Like it looks like real relatable sex. But I think that that's a real turn on. It's shot really well, so there's nothing mm-hmm. amateurish about it, but it doesn't look like porn star sex. And that is like mm-hmm. I really, really like that. I don't like the porn aesthetic. I can't stand that.
There's that one house that like they're always in, and there's that one woman who's everyone's stepmom, and it's just so corny, and they're ripping clothes open and baby oils everywhere, and all I can think is, I hope you're going to clean that up. Well, I hope those leggings didn't cost too much. What are you doing to each other? Please stop. Is everyone having a time? Does anyone need a drink?
That's the thing. It's like, it's hard to find the stuff that looks real to me. Like, this is why sometimes sex scenes in movies are the most exciting, because blue is the warmest color. Really hot girl on girl sex scene. And that, I mean, I've heard some really horrible stuff about when that was filmed, that it wasn't a very nice experience for those women, which just like since put me off. But just the like mm-hmm. view of realistic sex is quite exciting. I mm-hmm. much prefer that. But mm-hmm. I think like I don't really need porn, because a lot of the time my brain can just do it for me. And I think because I have such specific things that I need to go and find porn wise mm-hmm. if I'm not going to be able to get access to that, then I'd rather just let that furtive imagination. Yeah. What turns you on, it often is not necessarily what you actually want to be doing, or what you're actually into. I'm really into being spanked, but I don't watch a lot of spanking porn, because for me it's much more about the feeling of it. So I don't really mm-hmm. want to watch that much of it, because
you'll get jealous.
Because it's just not that exciting. So I was talking, when we were prepping, I was talking to you about that there's that film with Julianne Moore and Annette Bening in it called The Kids Are Alright. Mm-hmm. I watched this about 10-12 years ago, and in it, Julianne Moore and Annette Bening, like, to get in the mood, they're a lesbian couple, but they're watching gay porn, gay men having sex, like penetrative sex. And that's the thing. At the time, my brain was a bit like, what? Really? But actually, you don't necessarily want to look at what you're into for yourself. All sorts of things can turn us on. And I think you've got to kind of not think about it too much, or it'll just wither under the lights.
Yeah, and it's about something that's functional and going to get you there. Like I, for example, obviously oral sex turns me on, but I don't actually particularly like watching a guy endlessly lick a woman out, because I'm just like, can someone just put something in someone now? Like, that's, I just need it to get there for me. Whereas obviously if I were actually having sex, it wouldn't be as quick, it wouldn't be as functional, it'd be about the other person and let's have some oral.
Yeah, I think that's also like with mainstream porn, so much of the time it is really coming from the male lens, the male perspective. So like this fucking, I find that he'll like fucking flick his tongue over her clit twice, and then she'll give him a blowjob for 45 minutes, and I'm like,
oh yeah,
what the fuck is this about? And this is why I think men have unrealistic expectations, because I'm like, firstly, if you think she's gonna be like fucking screeching and soiling the sheets after you've literally, I don't know, winked at it, and then she's gonna give you 45 minutes of fucking deep throating, I don't think so, mate.
Mm-mm. Apparently the amount of men giving oral sex to women has gone down, and I genuinely blame porn, and genuinely blame the fact that porn is so for the male gaze, and it's just about blossers.
Also, because I don't, because also like the giving of women head and porn. It's not very instructional because they basically, they're like quite far away from it with this long tongue that's like just ever so slightly struggling because it's all visual, right? But that's not necessarily like, get fucking involved. Get your face in there, man.
Get your fingers in there. Get a toe in there. Use that nose. What are we doing? Yeah. Play Twister with her fucking fanny.
Oh, I really hope no one's
like. Whereas obviously, and also like with, I'm just doing the action now, but with blowjobs, it's more, it feels like there's more you can do that looks like you're given a blowjob. The head movement, the guy grabbing the hair, the like face fucking.
You can see it going in and going out. Whereas like if your face is just like suctioned onto her fucking cunt, it's just not really. How did you get started on this whole, the Great Wank Odyssey? Tell me.
Thomas the Wank Engine. I want to say I was probably about like 13, 14 when I realized I had a party in my pants and I wanted to play.
Invite yourself. Party
yeah,
for
like,
one.
I just got the horn.
powerful though, isn't it? Like that when it first happens, you're like, what the shit is this? And oh my God, shout out to Big Mouth. Like if you want to just relive what it's like to have those first hormones where all you can think about is like rubbing your fanny on something, watch Big Mouth.
Yeah, I just remember I couldn't sleep. I couldn't think. I was like, there's something going on. Like I have to relieve myself. I was always quite a good sleeper. I still am now. Also 1 year of backpacking while people are shagging on the bunk under you really makes you sleep through anything. But like, it was just this horrible restlessness and my body was changing and things were changing and the way I was feeling was changing. And also I vowed I would never ever like boys and they were disgusting. And then I was suddenly like, I can like boys.
Hang on a minute.
I could do that. I remember trying things to like wank with because I kind of worked out what I need to do. Like it's so animalistic, but you kind of know.
So you weren't just like, in there with the fingers, no?
I was using not just the fingers. I tried, nothing happened. I was like, am I doing it wrong? Do I need to go in? Do I need to stay out? What am I doing to what's down here? I was using like an electric toothbrush. I mean,
your sisters?
That's weird, yeah, because I never had an electric toothbrush growing up. No, like it was like a ped egg style thing, but not the actual ped egg.
Not the grating part.
No, it was like phallic. There was like a phallic shaped thing that like one end of it had like a rotary thing to rate at your feet.
Is that like the ones that you keep in the bathroom in the shower?
I mean, mine stayed in my bedside drawer. But I was like, does it, what do I do? I couldn't get no fucking, I can't get no sleep. That song is about masturbation.
Yeah, and I can't get no satisfaction by the Stones.
I couldn't. Honestly, it took me so long before I actually had an orgasm. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just throwing things at it, like fucking Bob the Builder's toy box down there. Like, I'd walk along and things would just fall out.
It's like those video whatever games where, like, you go phallic to, like, look at what tool you're going to use.
So yeah, like, it was like blink, that. Blink, blink. Like, who knows? Like, everything went in, up and around. I didn't. Oh.
I had, like, so much guilt about it when it started happening. Okay, South Africa's super religious country. I've mentioned this before, big like moralistic bullshit about all of this stuff, which is really annoying. I didn't really believe in God, and yet I just felt like someone was watching me, and not in the sexy way.
Somebody's watching me.
We're gonna have to make an accompanying playlist to this episode. So I feel like in my teens, I don't know, I had a lot going on. My life was a bit chaotic and difficult in my teens, so I feel like it waited until I was at uni, and then that horn fucking, it came at me like a fucking raging bull. Oh my God, it was chronic. I felt like I was damaging my hand because I was just using my fingers, and I felt like I was going to rub my clit off. It was like, I felt like it was bruised. You know, you have these fleeting thoughts where you're like, oh my God, I am going to be I'm a sex addict. Like, this is not normal. And I wish that we had more open conversations, because then everybody would be like, nah, it's pretty fucking normal. Mm-hmm. You will go through periods where you actually think you're doing yourself damage. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my third year, I remember I was just like,
your first year.
But yeah, it was all manual in South Africa. sex shops, they aren't really a thing. Like,
I'm going to say in South Africa, they teach us to masturbate just with that.
Well, they do, because there's no fucking sex shops. There's like, they're only in big cities. They're always like on the corner of two major roads where everyone can see you approaching for 40 minutes as you walk towards them. And there's no other destination in sight. It is the most shaming thing ever. The windows are all blacked up. There's no friendly little Ann Summers that you can pop along to when you're at the mall. I cannot tell. I wouldn't
get some
even,
fucking anal beads. Yeah, I swear, shopping.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there was no way for me to ever get hold of anything like that when I was a teenager. The fact that you were like at uni buying your Rampant Rabbit, which you were going
to come up to that.
And I was just reading about it in Cosmo, like this mythical.
What, me and my Rampant Rabbit is in Cosmo. Fuck.
Tell me about your rabbit.
So yeah, my first foray into owning a sex toy was at uni, where the girls in my halls, there were 18 of us in my halls. There were so many. We always had good chats about stuff. We were talking about masturbation sex toys. I said I didn't have one. All the girls were like, oh my God, you have to try the Rampant Rabbit. Like, I'd heard of it. I'd been into Ann Summers. I'd laughed at the things in there. I'm like 16-year-old going shopping with my friend. What's that? Oh my God, they've got tingly lube. Oh my God, they've got pasta in the shape of a cock. The girls were like, you need to use it. You will come within seconds. It will be so good. So off we toddled to Ann Summers. I spent £45 of my grant money on this fucking fairground for my minge. It was giant. I was like, I'd already had sex by this point, but I was like, this is bigger than the willies I've slept with. Is this right? We all toddled back off to uni, had made sure I had batteries. The girls made sure I also bought wipes and stuff to clean it and lube and all this. Like, it was all very prepared. Sent me off to my room. I felt so much pressure. I felt everyone was waiting out there. I tried with that thing. I put it up. I turned all the things on. It's fucking whirring inside my fanny. The ears are going. It's often got
little balls underneath it as well that are all like running around.
It's fucking wiggling a little bit. Like, it's like it's fucking making cake up my fanny, that thing. It was like giving me a good fucking whisking. I literally was in there for like half an hour and I came out and everyone was like, how was it? I was like, I couldn't.
What the fuck was that?
I need to try again. To be fair, one of the girls who said she came within seconds, she did backtrack a bit. She was like, it took me a while. I was like, now you tell me. I was like in there expecting to fucking meet the Lord our Saviour, like moments after being in there. It was a lot. And that thing died a few years ago, RIP. Got its ashes scattered in the fields of Ann Summers. But I only ever used the bunny ears. Like, it was the most clunky clit toy ever because fucking sticking that whirring piece of fucking machinery in my vagina. Oh my God.
For me as well, when I finally got over here and got to buy one, I was like, well, that was a fucking waste of money. Yeah, mainly like just for the sex toys, purely for Soho. I just was like, what the fuck is this? I think like a lot of people are quite weird about sex toys. I hope that this has changed, but I do know quite a few people who are like, oh no, I don't need them. And I'm like, okay, but it's just something that's nice to have as an option. The other day, a brand posted something saying that, like, sex is like ice cream. You don't have to have sex toys, but they're like the sprinkles. They're like a really nice addition, especially if you find the right one. I think, like, they definitely got better. I feel like every time a sex toy is mentioned in a movie or by a man, it is pretty much always a fucking dildo.
All I can think of is Sex and the City, where they meet the guy who's the penis model for a dildo, and then he gifts them all one, and Samantha has sex with him that night, but then she always has the penis. It's like, I don't fucking want that.
No, like,
if I'm being licked out, shove it up me maybe, but on my own, no. Yeah.
I'm not saying that I don't like enjoy using them on occasion and stuff like that, but I just think it's like, it's such a male-centric thing, because I think men cannot imagine the sex act without a dick being involved. So if we are pleasuring ourselves, obviously we've got a penis or something penis-like on hand. What the fuck? So clearly the dildos are not our fave. So what is your fave?
If I am having sex and I want to use a toy on my clit, because please, if you aren't doing that, what are you doing? Fingers are sometimes fine in that situation because it's kind of hot, but I would just use a little bullet, a little vibrator, a little something that can get in there without the bashing of sex bruising my clit, because I've got some giant toy down there. But on my own, the Satisfyer Pro, which is, in theory, a toy that is meant to suck and release gently. So it's meant to feel like oral sex. I can't say it quite feels like oral sex. It's not quite the same, but it
and
doesn't
it's not so
numb
gentle.
You. Depends what setting.
See, this is so interesting to me, though, because I feel like we, due to each other's recommendations, we both have two of the same toys. And for me, the Satisfier, it is so intense to me.
Really?
Yeah. It's great, but Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, I don't find it massively, but it doesn't numb you. That's basically what I find. Sometimes after you've come with a vibrating toy, you can get that like twitchy feeling and you can feel a bit numb down there. This just doesn't. And also, I think a lot of toys are now waterproof, but this one is very much waterproof. You charge it with like a magnet kind of attachment, so there's no hole for like water to get in. So you can fucking get that on in the bath, in the shower, light the candles, go to town on yourself, Stranger Things style.
Whoop, whoop.
What about you, Hayley? I think I know.
I love a magic wand, as you well know. I have literally
in this world
killed two of them just with killed overuse. Them. Yeah,
overuse.
Well, I don't know.
Overuse.
I don't know
it's
what's
a plug-in.
Happening. I mean, you're gonna have to like tune into our extra slice episode on this for me to give you a little bit more detail.
Because we're gonna have to open up the magic wand and see.
Yeah. So the magic wand is basically like, it was originally designed as like a personal massager. I think they knew exactly what the fuck they were doing.
Sex in the City.
Yeah, by the Hitachi company, and loads of people have done knockoffs. Usually like features like a kind of silicone or rubber wrapped head. You want to like clamp that onto your clit.
Ride it, use it on yourself.
I got one for the first time like 2 years ago, and I had
and you've already killed two.
Oh no, maybe it wasn't 2 years then. No, that's not. No, it's probably about 4 years. But oh my God, I had like a come to Jesus moment. I was just like, I think I'm an atheist, and I think I just saw the face of the Lord. I mean, just.
Wow. Well, on that note, we want to hear yours. What are your favourite sex toys? What do you enjoy flicking your bean with? Maybe it is a dildo-shaped thing. Maybe it is your fingers. Tell us what you are using. Give us some recommendations. Because, you know, when I get my new sex toy cupboard, I'm going to want to fill it up. So, guys, this week's self-care tip is short and simple. It is this. Clean and charge your sex toys. You do not want to go reaching for that and trying to have that orgasm and the toy runs dead, and you do not want to be giving yourself some kind of nasty infection because the last time you used your toy, there were other juices everywhere or something like that. So clean them, charge them, put them back in your drawer. You will thank yourself when you wank yourself.
And now it's time for our fashion segment with our lovely Rivki.
We're going to be talking about shorts. It's the summer, it's hot, and it's definitely time to get your legs out. So I feel like shorts used to be quite an elusive fashion item for plus size women, but thankfully those days are long behind us and now you can get short shorts. So I feel like shorts are divided up really into three sections. You've got your kind of loungewear, more sporty short, kind of for every day of summer to like just feel really comfortable, not have loads of fabric making you feel even hotter. Personally, I've got a few pairs, like some sporty ones before from Simply Be, which I really, really love. Then I think second category is gonna have to be denim shorts. And I think the nice thing about denim shorts is that, I mean, they come into trends every single summer. So if you get a pair you love, they're never, ever gonna date. So it is probably worth shopping around, spending a little bit more money, because they only get better with age, like your jeans do as well. And again, you can go for like short denim hot pants, which do exist in plus size. I will link some over on Facebook and Instagram at Fat Chat Pod. And also you can get slightly longer ones as well. If you've not worn shorts before and you're a little bit nervous about it, then you can get longer denim shorts as well. You don't have to get those butt cheeks out if you don't want to, but if you do, feel free. And then third category I would say for shorts is like a more tailored short. That's either kind of ones that are like more khaki-ish, like linen, kind of a little bit more cargo style, maybe, you know, with a paper bag waist and a belt, so really nice for cinching in and showing off your curves. And I think can definitely be something that's worn for casual or for smarter, or like slightly longer tailored shorts, which are a great work look, you know, with a smarter shirt. I've seen some of those over at River Island that come with like blazers or waistcoats, coordinate with them. And again, I'm gonna link them over at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram and Facebook. So yeah, it's summer, get those legs out.
Hello, Squishy Sisters. So, rather aptly, it kind of might sound like I'm coming to you from a dungeon right now, which, given what I'm about to tell you, well, your imaginations can run wild. We've teamed up with bondara.co.uk, where it's double the fun with their £2 for £30 offer on sex toys right now. Hell yes! The lockdown may be easing outside, but that doesn't mean it has to in the bedroom. Bondara has 30% off their new bondage lines, so you can deck out dungeons and turn bedrooms into bondage playgrounds for even less. And what's awesome, guys, if you head over to the bondage section on their website, they've got everything: restraints, handcuffs, blindfolds, hoods, masks. Also, they've got bondage for beginners, so there's no excuse. If you are thinking of getting into it, there really is something for everyone in their bondage section. Also, who likes free stuff? We definitely do. Us bloggers, we cannot get enough of free stuff. Head on over to Bondara's social media channels. They are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. They are at Bondara, B-O-N-D-A-R-A. And make sure you enter their competition to win a bondage and sex toy set worth over £100. So hurry, entries end on the 24th of July.
Guys, it's something we've already sort of touched on during this episode, but it bears repeating. Masturbation is for you. It doesn't have to be a replacement for sex. It can be a companion, a release, completely selfish. You are learning to enjoy this act for yourself, and it will really change how you view your body and sex. You know, being able to do those things and give yourself this awareness and appreciation for your body, and you can explore what feels good. You can take that into the bedroom. You can know how you like to be touched. You can know how long it takes you. You can use those toys that you've been using on yourself, use them in the bedroom. And, you know, sometimes it's that you've got period pains and you want to like do something that doesn't make you want to like tear that part of your body off and just throw it in the bin. Like having a wank can sometimes really ease that. Sometimes you're bored, you're angry, you're whatever it is. Like, masturbation is great. It's your own body. It can't be wrong. It's your own body. You're not doing anything to hurt anyone. Explore, learn what feels good, use all of the toys.
We're pretty sure that you know what you're doing in this area, but we just thought we'd talk through some of the stuff that we think is quite helpful just to remember, to talk to other people about, and all of those things, so that we can all be having better sex with ourselves.
So figure out what it is that you like for you, for future sex with a partner. Look at Hayley and I. Between the two of us, we like different toys. There's no cookie cutter one size fits all when it comes to masturbation. Read articles on what other people do. There's an amazing app called MJoy. So it's like Enjoy, but with an M for mama instead of an N for no, don't wank like that. They take you on a personal discovery journey. They talk about different techniques. They just make masturbation more talked about and fun and funny with, you know, the kind of cartoons that Hayley was talking about earlier. They just take the taboo away.
Female enjoyment is really big to them, and like getting to know your body. And they very kindly offered us a subscription at the beginning of this year. And actually, I wish I'd like done more of it. But it's basically a personal journey which you go on, where they're like, it's literally like an audio thing which will talk to you and say, right, try touching yourself here. Do you like this? Do you like that? And it's really like connecting you with your body, which is amazing.
So good.
If you do enjoy masturbating, make time for that release. It's a really important form of self-care and self-love. It's showing yourself that you're taking that time, and you don't need it as just like a replacement for sex with a partner. It is an act in and of itself that is for you to do for yourself. So make sure you just take that time out for yourself.
But also remember, guys, like, not everyone enjoys it, and that's okay. If that's down to feelings of shame, then maybe there's something that can be done about that. But, you know, not everyone is as highly sexed. Not everyone wants that for themselves. That's fine. And, you know, sometimes we need to unpack our feelings around these things and work out what it is that you like, away from like what other people might think. What is it that you like and you want to do?
We all like different things. So as we were talking about earlier, whatever you need to get off, as long as it's legal and no one is getting hurt, it's totally fine. You don't actually have to explain your desires to anyone else, and you don't have to be ashamed of them. There's always something weirder that someone else is into. And like, it doesn't have to make sense. If you're generally attracted to women, but you get off to this looking at men, or vice versa, or if you're attracted to a very specific sort of sex, but that's not the sex you want to have, like all of that, it doesn't matter. There's no wrong way to do it.
I think we sometimes need to separate out sex and masturbation. They are two totally different acts. One is like driving a car. The other one's like driving a motorcycle. Like, you're going to be doing different things. Like, in the car, you got people with you. You're going to be chatting to them. On the motorcycle, you're on your own. You're weaving in through those lanes. Anyone want to take that as a... I don't
even know where to go with this.
I don't know where to go. I'm sorry. Sorry, producer Joe. But remember, as I said earlier, it's a really good way to learn what you're into. It's a really good way to communicate with your partner. Also, how hot is it to tell your partner? Not, no, that feels awful, but more like direct them or like tell them. The other day when I was having a wank over you, honey, I did this. Let me show you. Let you do that to me. It's hot, man. Giving yourself pleasure, giving someone else pleasure. Hot stuff.
And if you feel comfortable, like, try talking about the stuff with friends. If you've got a funny story, share it. It's a great way to break the ice about it all. Also, you can just pick up all sorts of tips. George has a magic wand now because I raved about it so much. I have a satisfier.
I have three.
Yeah.
I have three wands.
I have a satisfier because George raved about it. We have, you know, widened our sexual horizons just by having a chat and being open about it. And that is everything. So, yeah, get chatting. I hope this has been a good way to start those conversations for you guys.
Actually, sorry, quick jump in. When I have mentioned the satisfier on my Instagram/Facebook, it is one of the most clicked on stories that people click on my Instagram. So I know you guys are loving the tips. That's just a sign, like, talk about it more.
Yeah, and you probably don't have that many people who are recommending. So we are here to do that. And as long with Rivki's fashion this week, George and I will be linking some of our fave sex toys over on Fat Chat Pod. As you know, every week we shout out some brilliant accounts we think you should be following because the only diet you need to be on is a social media diet.
Social media diet! Whoop,
whoop. This week we are shouting out the incredible Vex Tape. She's an adult performer. She makes ethical porn on 4chan, but hot. George and I both subscribe to her service because we think it is so good. She is hot. She speaks about sex. She is active on Twitter and Instagram. We will be linking her over on her social media. Go and follow her and just
get... Support those performers. Support those people who are getting paid in the porn industry to give us what we want.
And to make beautiful art that makes us feel good about ourselves and feel ourselves.
So guys, remember, if you fancy more Fat Chat, then we would totally love it if you joined us over on Patreon. Your support means everything. And we have got loads of exciting bits going on over there. I mean, following on from this, this week for our £6 and up patrons, we are going to be talking about our most memorable wanks. Woo! You do not want to miss that because I know what Hayley's is.
I mean, some of them. I've still got some secrets. Yeah, are not going to want to miss any of that because be honest, this is sort of top drawer content you're looking for. Literally stuff kept in the top drawer.
So this has been a Secret Recordings podcast. Don't forget to check out the other Secret Recordings podcasts. There are new episodes out every Tuesday and we are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to us wherever you're listening so that you never miss an episode. And if you're on Apple, please give us a 5-star rating and leave us a lovely review.
We absolutely love hearing from you guys. You popping up in our DMs is just, it makes our whole day. So thank you so much. We got such a lovely message on Instagram recently. They said, I found you guys about 4 weeks ago and now I'm all caught up on your podcasts. I listen on an evening after my babies have gone to bed whilst I'm pottering around the house. It's like the best kind of company to hear friendly, positive, strong women chatting away. I've always been fat all my adult life, but now I feel like I'm owning it. For the first time when my other half calls me sexy, I finally believe. Thank you, girls. See you next Tuesday.
Oh my god,
thank you. That means the world.
We loved getting that one. We say this all the time. We share these in our little group and it gives us a little buzz. So thank you so much for that. And that's all for this week.
See you next Tuesday.